What I like about Minecraft, and I mean, yes, I'm an adult, and you know, people are like, oh, you shouldn't be playing video games as adults.
That's what your wife sounds like.
But no, the truth is, I love that Minecraft is such a creative atmosphere. It's an open world where you craft whatever you can come up with based on the elements within the world. But the cool thing is, as a dad during this lockdown, it's an element where I can connect with my kids on a personal level, where because they're not hanging out with their friends, they don't have the same social interaction, with the server that we set up, they can connect with other kids remotely.
Yeah.
They're building relationships.
It's a social thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They're building relationships, which is cool. But at the same time, I could be sitting at the kitchen table, take a 15-20 minute break from my work when one of the kids is like, oh, I'm going to go on the Minecraft server, right, and I'll join them. Got to check out the episode if you haven't seen it. You got to build the server and download it for your kids.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend that I use it for educational purposes. I'm the Minecraft noob among us, so this is the first experience that I've had with Minecraft.
You've previously been with MineTest.
Correct, yeah, the open source kind of alternative. Mm-hmm. Minecraft I've never played. And I'm just finding it so much fun. But and as an adult, like, that's kind of surprising to me. I didn't realize how much I was going to enjoy it. But the other thing, too, I mentioned that it's social. Mm-hmm. But I'm finding that it's quality time with my kids.
Yes.
So we're collaborating and we're working together. My youngest, who's 10, he and I this past weekend spent a good couple of hours anyways mining together. So we found a mine and we're looking for different ores, and then we're smelting things, and we're collaboratively working together to play this game, and it's just a boatload of fun. And at the heart of it is this little Raspberry Pi micro server that we created on the show, and it's just a blast. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of folks are like me, never played Minecraft before. Let's take some time to show those viewers how to play the game.
Sure, absolutely. If only I have my laptop here.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, look at that. It's got an HDMI cable going into our broadcast server. Imagine that.
Look at that.
Hey, stick around. Right after this quick break, we're going to be firing that up, and Jeff is going to be teaching you how to get started with Minecraft. Don't go anywhere.
All right, we're back. We're talking about Minecraft before the break. And one of the things we want to show you tonight is kind of how to get started. Because, you know, our last episode, we set up the server. Mm-hmm. And now, if you've never played Minecraft, you're like, I don't even know what to do. So
that was me, Jeff.
It was you. And what I'm going to do is take 5 minutes just to kind of walk you through your first couple of minutes in a Minecraft world to get you started. And then from there, you can start exploring. Because when you load in, you have nothing. You're in the middle of wherever the game generates you, and you have a portion of a day to get yourself set up before the night hits and all the bad guys come out.
So you got to be ready for that. Otherwise, right, like me, you'd just be running around with a stick.
Yeah, and I had to
lose
laugh.
Your stick.
The first time my youngest son loaded Minecraft, he didn't know what he was doing, and then it came to night, and I heard this blood-curdling scream from down in the basement.
No.
I thought he got hurt. I go running down there. I'm like, dude, what's up? And he's like, it's night, and the creeper's going to get me. And he needed me to rescue him.
Sure.
So I, in a matter of like 30 seconds, built him into a little block and waited for the sun to come up.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to walk you through. So we're going to switch to my computer here.
Sure.
And we'll go from there. So as I said, I've already set up a new world. I'm going to load right in. I'm in the middle of a forest. So I've got nothing going on. I have full health. I have full food. So I'm not hungry. But I'm in the middle of nowhere. The first thing you want to do is take down a tree. You don't need any tools to take down a tree. You can just use your hand, but the reason you want to take it down is because you can instantly create, you see I've got a new recipe unlocked because I have the wood. You can instantly create some tools that allow you to get started. So I'm taking a couple of blocks, and with, we talked about the educational component of Minecraft. Minecraft works in a lot of mathematical formulas, and so for every raw piece of wood, you can produce it into four planks. So by pressing the E button on my computer, I bring up my inventory, and you'll see here I have 7 spruce logs. I drag them over to crafting, and each log is going to give me 4 spruce planks. So at the end of the day, I've got 28 planks.
So you've just clicked on those.
I just click on them, and now you see I have a whole whack of new recipes.
Wow.
So from here, I can then take my spruce planks, put them in, and I'm not seeing anything other than a button. So I don't want a button. That's not going to help me. But if I click this green book, I now have recipes that I can make. So I'm going to click this box so I don't see all. I see the ones I can make. There's a crafting table, a stick, a pressure plate, and a button. Well, a crafting table sounds like something I'm going to want. So I click it, and it shows me that 4 spruce planks gives me a crafting table. So I'm going to pull that out of my inventory, and now I have a crafting table. So as you can see, where are we? I want to see if I can find the sun.
Hey, you're kind of in the middle of a forest here, Jeff.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see. But so I'm going to put the crafting table down. To place an item, it's a right click. Oops. Wrong item.
That's a wooden plank right there.
That is a wooden plank. I'm going to go to my crafting table. There. Now my crafting table's down. And to use my crafting table, I right-click. And now I have different items available to me. I can make a door, stairs, whatever.
Oh.
In this case, I'm going to want a couple of sticks. And the reason you want sticks, they are the building blocks of life. You need sticks for tools. You need sticks for torches, all that kind of stuff. So now because I've collected sticks, I have a bunch of new recipes. Again, I go back to my crafting table, and now you can
see.
I can make a wooden axe, a wooden sword, a wooden hoe, a wooden pickaxe, a wooden shovel, as well as some ladders. So to get started, I'm going to need a sword. Got to defend myself. It's a wooden sword, and I'm going to want a wooden pickaxe.
So why do you need a pickaxe when you can just break things with your hands?
Because you get to the point where you see over in the mountain how you got that gray.
Yeah.
That's actually stone.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be getting into harder and harder elements, and you need a more robust tool. So the pickaxe, you'll see, has 2 attack damage, 1.2 attack speed. So it does double the damage that your hand does.
Okay.
Now, granted, attack is more so for bad creatures, but in the case here, a wooden pickaxe is going to do more damage for mining and ore than my hand would.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick up. Whoops! I don't want to use my sword to pick up my.
Because they have a finite life, right?
That's
so the
correct.
More you hit with it, the shorter it lives.
That's right. So now that you've gotten started, you've got your wood. Before it turns to night, one of the things you want to do is find shelter. Now, I always recommend heading towards some sort of a hill because they generally have some sort of cave system like this where you can get deeper and deeper in. Now, it does get dark, and the darker it gets, the more you're going to see mobs and whatnot. So over there is iron. That's lava. Don't touch it. You'll burn. But one thing I want to point out that I saw on the hill just above me is coal.
Oh.
Where did I see the coal? Somewhere over here.
And you're going to just learn to recognize these blocks just by the way that they appear.
So I'm going to show you here. I'm trying to mine with my hand. It's taken a while to get through the block, but you can see it's slowly cracking.
Okay.
So that's with my hand. Now, if I go to my pickaxe, that was so much faster.
Yeah.
So you can see how much faster it goes.
Well, there's coal.
There's coal. And why you want coal is you're going to be able to use it to make torches. Now, as you see, as I'm grabbing these elements, I'm getting more and more recipes. You also saw that I earned an achievement where I got the stone.
Yeah.
And so when you start off, quickly get your wood tools and try and find coal. And the reason you want to find coal is so that you can have torches, because torches are going to be the lifeblood at night because it gives you light. So in my case, I've got some coal. I am now going to head down here to this little hole.
Okay.
Perfect spot to get started. So as you know, I have some wood planks. I'm going to make a little doorway. So 1, 2, 3, 4... And this is where the building elements come in. 5, 6, and 7. So now I have that blocked off other than a doorway. And I'm going to put my crafting table down so I've got something to work with. And you see here I have new recipes. I've got a lever, I've got andesite, diorite. There's a bunch of stuff I can work with. But I'm running low on wood. So there's some of my recipes have disappeared.
Oh, okay.
So as you use up your resources, you need to come back and get more. Now, again, I'm using my hand. I could have made a wood axe, which would make mining a tree that much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Not too worried, because I still have enough daylight. But what I'm going to do is collect all that wood. I'm going to come back down here to my crafting table. And I need to make these spruce planks again. So if you have a lot of resources, you can make things go faster by holding shift and then click the resource, and all of it will carry over into the crafting section. And you see here, I've got 5 spruce logs and each one produces 4 spruce planks. Again, if I hold down shift and then left click, all of it popped down here.
Instantly got all 20.
So it's much faster.
Very good.
So now, because I have that doorway, I want to make a spruce door.
Oh, cool.
So there's my door. And a little tip, because this is outside, and we still have enough time before it turns to night, when you place a door, you want to go outside your place and place the door from the outside. I'm going to break this door and you're going to see why. Because if I placed it from the inside, it goes to the other side of the block layer. And if there is a mob, which is what they call the creatures that attack you, it's going to want to get in the door, and it's going to stand here with a block above it to protect it from the sunlight. So things like zombies and skeletons will survive at night, but they burn up during the day.
Oh.
So a little safety tip when you're building your house is build the door on the outside so that it's standing in this direct sunlight.
Yeah.
So come morning time, it will burn up, and then anything that's at your door is going to go away.
Perfect.
So now that we've got our door, I'm going to go back inside.
And you're right-clicking to open the door.
I'm right-clicking to open the door. And now I'm going to do something with the coal that I had. Got my sticks, my coal, and you see I have torches. So I'm going to collect my torches. I now have access to 28 torches. And what that's going to do is provide light for me. So now, when it comes nighttime, this area is lit up, and you're not going to have mobs spawn in here and kill you, which is generally avoided to die. Mm. So if you're just getting started with Minecraft, that's a quick tutorial on how to safely get started in a way that allows you to survive and explore from there. The one other thing I'll mention is you're going to need food. So if you get started and you're lucky enough to have animals around you, like I see a pig over there, awesome, because that's going to give you access to food, some pork right away.
Can you eat that without cooking it?
I can eat it without cooking. It's got better nutritional value if you do cook.
Okay.
So I take that pig.
Aw, poor piggy. He even has hearts.
He does have hearts.
Aw, he loves you, Jeff.
I know he does. He's not happy with me anymore. So now I have access to...
I just want to put out there, hashtag bacon.
I did see a fox. Oh, look, there's a fox.
Can you eat it?
I don't know if you can eat fox. I can't say as I've tried. But the sun is starting to go down, and you can see in the horizon we're getting that, dusk color.
Sunset, nice.
Dusk. So it's kind of got that pink tone to it. When that happens, you want to get back to your base of safe operations. Otherwise, what's going to happen is mobs are going to spawn. And when it comes to torches, one thing I will mention is they produce light for an area of 6 blocks that will prevent a mob from spawning. So if you put a torch down, nothing will spawn within 6 blocks. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is a safe zone for light. This is not. It doesn't look like much of a difference, but the mechanics of the game says that this is dark enough, something's going to spawn.
Okay.
Which you don't want to do. So you
and if it does spawn, can it walk into the light?
It can walk into the light once it spawns, yes. And so you want to have enough light around your base area that nothing is really going to spawn near you. If you are comfortable enough doing that, especially at night. Now you see there's the moon, the moon's coming up. There is a creeper. I want to avoid
that. Get out of there.
So I'm going to run down to my base, open my door, close it. Now, they do not open doors unless you build your game into hardcore mode. Then they will break down doors and come in. But right now, it's nighttime. I am effectively safe here.
Okay.
And so I think that's a great spot to stop.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
A good start for sure. So what's next in the game? Like what happens next for us?
So at this point, you start exploring. You want to explore. You want to understand the achievements. You want to take it to the next level. So you saw that I started to collect some stone when I was looking for the coal. So now you have the ability to make, or I have the ability to make stone tools as opposed to wood tools.
Oh, okay.
And then obviously stone tools are stronger than wood tools.
Great.
Then you're going to want to start exploring and mining, because the deeper you go into the earth, the more you're getting valuable resources. And a little bit there when I was looking into the cave, I said, oh, there's some iron.
Yeah.
Iron is obviously stronger than stone.
Right, okay.
So an iron pickaxe is going to go a lot further for mining than a stone pickaxe would. And so you're going to have to continually stock up on some of those base resources. Like, you're always going to need wood. Wood is a core component of just about everything in there. Stone is used in a lot of things. Then you're going to get into the more rare ones like iron and then diamond. Diamond spawns most common. Spawn isn't the right word, but it generates most common between blocks 12 and 14 when you're playing your game.
All right. This will all make sense to you
later on.
Later.
Yeah. But when you're playing on your computer, F3 is going to bring up the game kind of stats. You'll be able to see the blocks you're looking at, tell where you are in the world if you need to find your coordinates, that kind of stuff. And so when you start mining down, you're going to want to go down to block 12 to 14 to get those diamonds. Again, that's more advanced stuff, but we're not even going to get into that stuff right now. But that's the basics if you're getting started. So you've just set up your Raspberry Pi Minecraft server, and you're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Get some wood.
Perfect.
Get some torches.
That gets you going. And then from there, we will be, over the course of the next while, getting into some more advanced builds.
Yes.
Jeff, what is the most sophisticated build that you've done so far on the server?
I would say, actually, would be the collaboration with you.
Excellent.
We generated a villager spawning section.
Oh, yes.
Where the villagers, when they have enough food, they'll breed and have more villagers. And then we used a train track system to transport them from one village to another to create a villager trading post, which then gives us access to a whole bunch of new resources that otherwise we'd have to go exploring to find, but they'll trade with us. So that's probably the most advanced thing we built.
Well, I'm glad that I was a part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And me being the noob, like, I'm learning the mechanics, and so the ability to have villagers breed is like part of the mechanics of the game, and so I created a system that would allow that to happen automatically.
Yes.
So that's been a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to do these builds, and we'll show you that build down the line as well, so you'll get to see that.
Yeah.
Do check out the entire series on Minecraft. You can see the links below, or if you're watching this on cable TV or some other way where you don't have those links, just head on over to category5.tv and do a quick search in the search bar at the top for Minecraft.